Indianola boys basketball defeats Norwalk 37-32, joined by head coach Jeff Ebling. And coach, this one's got to feel pretty good to come back and win and beat a team that this Indianola team's had a lot of struggles with over the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know, last year we took a couple tough losses last year, but you know, don't think that's not in the back of our mind too when we're kind of preparing. And you know, we knew that they coming in 4-1, they were going to be a solid ball club. They're good at what they do. You know, and I really thought we were hopefully a little bit more physical team of the two. And that in a game like tonight where it felt like no one really could hit a shot, and then a couple big shots for each side went in. But it was just a dogfight. And, you know, I'm proud of the way the boys, they kept their composure, especially, you know, being young, not really being in that kind of situation against a veteran group with a bunch of seniors playing and finding a way to, you know, extend the lead down the stretch. So I'm proud of them. And, you know, it's always good to have that win going into winter break.
I mentioned in our scores tab as we're, you know, keeping track of everything going on and I was sending out the score, I'd love to say it's just great defense, but the offense wasn't that great for really either team tonight. What wasn't working on the court, and you know, just from the Indianola perspective?
Well, I mean, we had some good looks, and then I thought, you know, we might have rushed a few looks here and there. You know, it's something we continually have to, you know, develop. And you know, we saw a little bit better last Friday, and then we, you know, week off, and then we played tonight. It just wasn't as good. And thing is, you hit a couple of shots. Sometimes your shot selection might get a little bit better as it goes along. But you know, we kind of struggled there a little bit. And but we got to the rim when we needed to get to the rim. And I was a bleak three-pointer there, kind of late. That kind of extended out that lead a little bit. You know, which was big at that time. And you know, I'm proud of the boys, though. You know, we hit some free throws down the stretch. That was better. And, you know, we just got to continue to, you know, fight. And hopefully that, you know, over winter break we can continue to evolve offensively, continue to, you know, be physical on the defensive end and find a few more wins as we go along.
How big is it to hold a Norwalk team that hasn't scored less than 49 points to 32 points? I know I called it Big Ten basketball, Big Ten football at one point going into the fourth quarter, but the defensive effort tonight was about as good as we've seen.
Well, you weren't the only ones. The referee and I were actually talking about that after the third quarter. I go, wow, it looks like a football game, 27-26. But, you know, that's also a tribute to Coach Baker, Coach Dusenberry, who have really, you know, taken the lead on the defensive end. You know, we're very physical in practice. Guys get knocked around quite a bit. And, you know, you're starting to see the benefits of that when we get in the game. You know, we're not the biggest team. We don't, you know, necessarily have a, you know, size, I guess you can say, size Derek. We don't have anyone, you know, really towering. So we got to be physical. You know, we're going to play teams that have, you know, bigger post players and things like that. And, you know, we showed it tonight. I thought, you know, Andy DeWall against Segrist there down the stretch. Segrist is a phenomenal player. And I thought we did a pretty good job on him tonight, trying to, you know, make everything that he got, he had to work for. And, you know, these guys, they just did it together. And, you know, whether they saw the floor or didn't see the floor, you know, those guys that maybe didn't see the floor, they got us ready for this. And they were definitely engaged in that game. I heard them all night long. So it was a great team effort, and I'm proud of all of them.
I think the interior team defense is probably the biggest difference I've seen from last year to this year, whether that's being physical or not. But it just felt like the being able to collapse and not allowing either the easy pass or the easy make has been one of the biggest changes.
Yeah, there's times tonight I thought we rotated pretty well. You know, we got a hand up. We got a couple of deflections. Thomas DeWall got a couple of steals that, you know, I'll be honest with you, when the kid passed it, I thought, oh, geez. And then all of a sudden he came out of nowhere. So, we're starting to figure it out slowly. And it's great to, you know, have these moments. And we just got to continue to build. And we will over the next few weeks. You know, now these guys get a little break. They won't come back till the 26th here. They get some family time, you know, to around the holidays here. So, and then we got about 1 week of prep before we're back on the floor playing Southeast Polk on January 2nd. So it'll be, you know, a good week for us here to have a little break and then come back in, get some work done, and then get back on that floor January 2nd.
Feels pretty good to end 2024 with a win, especially for this team that I think has worked really hard to get to this point.
Well, and these guys have been through a long season last year, you know, and to find a way tonight to get to the RE2 wins against, and get that second win against a very, very good ball club, you know, that's great tribute to them. And as I told them, hey, enjoy it, celebrate. When we come back on Thursday, it's back to work, and we continue to improve. And, you know, I know they'll come in. They're great kids. They'll come in, and we'll continue to get better.
Thank you very much for joining us. Again, head coach Jeff Ebling, Indianola boys basketball. We'll be back after this for continuing high school basketball coverage on KNIA.